cattle futures rallied on Tuesday. Everyone from sale barns to the Food Safety and Inspection Service is trying to figure out the COVID-19 road forward. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 18th of March. Although too few transactions to trend, there were some live negotiated cash fed cattle sales in Nebraska on Tuesday at $110 a hundredweight on a live basis and at $170 to $175 in the beef. That was $5 higher than Monday on a live basis and steady with last week's trade. Dress sales were steady to $5 higher than on Monday. Dress sales there last week were at mostly $175. Elsewhere, established trends so far this week occurred on Monday, with live sales in the Texas Panhandle steady to $5 lower than a week earlier at $105 to $110, and $10 lower in Kansas at $100. But cattle futures rallied Tuesday, finally. Whether a technical gasp or a step toward a turning point, harsh volatility will likely continue. Support on the day included brighter cash prospects, soaring wholesale beef values, and the bounce higher in equity markets following the steep losses in the previous session. Live cattle futures closed an average of $3.44 higher, from $1.77 higher at the back to $4.50 higher in the front three contracts. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $3.37 higher. Wholesale beef values rocketed higher again Tuesday with good demand and heavy offerings. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $15.77 higher Tuesday afternoon at $239.93 a hundredweight. Select was $12.61 higher at $229.32. Over the last 2 days, choice increased $31.99 and select was up $27.34. Corn futures closed 6 to 10 cents lower in the front three contracts and then mostly 2 to 3 cents lower. Other than fractionally higher to 2 cents higher in the front three contracts, soybean futures closed mostly 5 cents lower. At least for a day, major U.S. financial indices closed higher, recovering a portion of the previous day's washout as the federal government pledged more financial support to citizens and businesses in the wake of coronavirus. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 1,048 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 143 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 430 points. Response to COVID-19 continues to force everyone in the cattle and beef business to ponder potential impacts on how they operate. For instance, according to the Livestock Marketing Association Tuesday, with respect to public attendance at livestock auction markets, LMA is aware that many states and areas are enforcing very crowd size limits and have mandated restrictions on operations of cafes and other food services. LMA is working with the markets on a case-by-case basis to evaluate all parameters and impacts on their sales and strongly suggests markets develop contingency plans accordingly. As for USDA services, according to a statement Tuesday from the Food Safety and Inspection Service, Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, and the Agricultural Marketing Service, in this time of much uncertainty, we know that many of you have questions about how the department will continue to ensure that grading and inspection personnel are available. These agencies are prepared to utilize their authority and all administrative means and flexibilities to address staffing considerations. The statement goes on to say, field personnel will be working closely with establishment management and state and local health authorities to handle situations as they arise in each community. We have all seen how consumers have reacted to the evolving coronavirus situation and how important access to food is to a sense of safety and well-being, says the statement. It is more important than ever that we assure the American public that government and industry will take all steps necessary to ensure continued access to safe and wholesome USDA-inspected products. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 18th of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.